Lifeline with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome, welcome. It is Advice Line. David Masters sitting in tonight. Just one more night. My dad will be back. But we're talking about a lot of topics, and whatever is on your mind, bring it to the table. 800-866-8883 is the number. John is on the line, and I've talked to John before, and John is making some progress. But I want to talk, before I go back into the call, I want to talk about this idea that danger is real, but fear is a choice. And let me give you some examples. Because, you see, no matter what there is that can be feared, that can be overcome. What do I mean by that? I saw not long ago, maybe within the last year or two, a man who went up to 100,000 feet on a balloon in a spacesuit and free fell into the atmosphere 100,000 feet. He reached, maximum speed of somewhere around 800 miles an hour. And then, you know, it was like he was re-entering Earth's atmosphere. And I was fascinated with this because I would die. I would die before, you know, just being up that high. I would be scared to death. So how did he overcome his fear? Now, there's another guy, and I don't even want to go into it because it's absolutely fascinating. It's on YouTube if you want to see it. I think it was a guy from NASA, and he was a test pilot or something, but he wanted to see how he wanted to do it as a record of some sort. And he describes how he was tumbling and he lost control. He almost blacked out. But he overcame this fear. And then I know another guy who was a guy who, in the state of Oregon, goes out into the ocean at night and goes down into the bottom of the ocean in the black of black. And he collects oysters and clams and other things off the seafloor. Now, I would die. When I hit the water, I would die. I would be scared to death. I'm being honest. But I'm not afraid of evil. This is the interesting thing. Yes, there are things that I would not be able to handle, but maybe I would. If I had to, I imagine I would find a way to do it. I would find a way to handle it. And, you know, there are men who are in the military, and I have, and the police departments and the fire departments and all the services that care for human beings and represent the best of humanity on so many levels, to go out knowing that you could be killed. And this is your job, to go out and try to defend your country against very bad things. And even in the neighborhoods, the police that go out to the neighborhoods and are threatened with death. If somebody's going to try to pull a gun on them and they try to defend themselves, they burn down the town, the people that live there. But fear is not what we give it power to be. Fear is what we allow it to do with us. Now think about what I'm saying. Danger is real. And there's a natural fear, and then there's an unnatural fear. And it's an irrational fear. And what my friend John, who's on the line, has an irrational fear. Because he's not going to die from going to the dentist and having his tooth fixed. He's actually going to feel better. His life can go on. But there's something in there that would actually use this opportunity. You think about what I'm saying, again, whatever it is that is controlling John through fear would rather have John die of an abscess. Literally. I mean, a lot of people in history died of abscess in their tooth because the poison goes directly to your brain. And so abscesses can be very dangerous. But you see the fear that has gripped John. See, there's that word. I was gripped by fear. I was gripped by fear. Whatever it is that's gripping John would rather have him die of an abscess than allow him to overcome this obstacle. And it's all it is. It's an obstacle. There's actually not much danger in having your tooth fixed. Quite the contrary. It's much better for you to have your tooth fixed. But everybody that has a form of fear, no matter what it may be, and there are hundreds and hundreds of phobias. I remember looking at the list of phobias. And of course, doctors love to make lists of phobias and disorders so that they can make new pills and drugs and things that they could sell people that don't really help them, but just put a sort of a chemical straitjacket on them. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, we're going to continue this conversation. If you have a fear, an irrational fear, let's talk about it, because I'm going to help John as much as I can anyway. And so here we go. I'm David Masters. This is Advice Line, 1-800-866-8883. Stay right there. We'll continue the show in just a moment.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, and welcome. It is the Advice Line Show. I'm David Masters. I'm Roy's oldest son. And the number here, 1-800-866-8883. I've been working with my dad for, you're not going to believe this, for over 40 years. And it was I was a carpenter. I built houses. I did concrete work. I painted boats. I did all kinds of stuff when I was young, and I thought, what am I going to do with my life? And, when I saw what my dad was able to do to help people, I thought, this is one of the best things that you can do, is somehow be involved in helping people to live better lives, be freer. And so that's my path in life. And I've done a lot of other things other than just, working with my dad. I've done many things, and in many ways I'm famous in my own right, but that doesn't matter. What matters is whether or not you're getting better, and I'm getting better, and we're all getting better, because either we're getting better or we're getting worse. And so for my friend John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, David. Yeah, what you say is very interesting. But the feeling that I have is like I'm blocked. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Of course, you're being controlled.
Absolutely, absolutely. Usually, there's when I'm doing the 7-minute meditation, there's a lot of noise coming from me. There's a lot of.
All right, so let's talk a minute, because I've heard the noise many times.
Yes, sir.
And my question is, what do you or can you attach someone or something to that noise that comes out?
It's an entity. This is my conjecture.
Okay.
It's an entity. It's not me.
Right.
And it got in when I was very, very young, because I've got a learning problem. My computer crashed. And if I try to do anything with help, I get extremely, instantly frustrated. If I press a button and it's the wrong button, I have instant frustration.
Yeah, and you see, fear and anger are basically two horns on the same goat. They're twins. Fear and anger are twins, and one creates the other, and vice versa. But I'm curious, because there's got to be an entry point. There was something somewhere. It could have happened over a long period of time, to where you slowly but surely drowned, and you were gone, and whatever was there that was drowning you was left.
I'll explain. So your first caller, before that, the gentleman whose father was very remote and distant, was my father.
Yeah.
And whenever I tried to help him do anything, he instantly got impatient or told me to go find something that he gave little or no directions to, and just was very mad that I couldn't find it. And so I never had a relationship.
Okay. But that makes total sense to me. And then so, but did your mother coddle you when your dad was mean?
Absolutely.
Okay. So see, what's in there then is that I can hear that screaming. It sounds like the sound of a woman screaming.
Yeah, well. Yeah. It might come out, David.
That's all right. Let it out. Come out, demon. Come on. We know who you are now, you see.
Yeah.
And we know what that demon, it's not your mother, but it's a spirit that sort of replicates itself as a form of a coddler and a suffocator. That's what it is, because see, your mom could have said, you know, don't resent your dad. He just doesn't know how to be, you know, any better. Don't resent him. Love him anyway. But I'm sure that your mom sort of took the opportunity to sort of dote over you.
Absolutely. A strange story. When I was heard this from my aunt. When I was born, my mother was afraid to give me a bath for the longest time. And my aunt had to come over and help her.
Oh, there it is. You see, but I just want to, but you know what? Just stop right there. Do you hear what you're saying?
Yeah.
She was afraid to give you a bath. Why? Let me guess. Because she was afraid that you would drown.
I don't know. I think it was something. She was afraid she'd put something in me. Or it could be that I'd be afraid to drown. But I always took it she was afraid that she may put something of herself in me somehow.
No, she wasn't. She had the same fear that you have. It was an irrational fear.
Okay.
And now if you think about it, see, if I don't know if your aunt's still alive.
She is, but she's in a home and she's deaf, yeah.
Okay. But you see, this is a very important piece of this puzzle, John, because this is a generational thing, and it passed from her into you. And it started at the moment you were born. And yes, you were destined to be smothered, but you're still here. And that in and of itself is a miracle. Yes. Leave him alone, will you? No, I'm talking to him. Get out of him. Get out. Get out, you. You have no place in this man. You've been hanging around his family for a very long time. And we know who you are now. We know what you are. You're the smothering spirit. Smother. See, you're getting stronger.
Yeah, you're right, David. It's been around. It's like a banshee thing. It's been around a long time.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people have generational curses, I call them. It's not really a curse, but it's going to be there until they wake up to see that it's controlling their life. And this is, see, your struggle is different than what you think it is, because you don't really have a struggle. Actually, I'm going to say this to you. All you need is a key, the right key, and you can unlock that door in the prison that you're in and walk through and be free. See, it doesn't like that.
No.
It doesn't like that at all. And that's really, that's how close you are. Even though you think you're paralyzed and you get in your car and you go, but it's all an illusion. It's all a lie. And the key is to see it for the lie that it is. It's interesting to note that in the political arena, we have a truth teller and a liar. And that liar is so obviously a liar. Now, some people don't see the lie. They see a champion in that liar for some reason, some strange reason. They see that liar as a champion. And they see the truth teller as the person who is sort of victimizing that liar. See, so if you don't see the lie, if you don't detect it, then you can't watch it so that it doesn't overcome you. And this is the stealth game that evil plays with your mind. It's a game of hide and seek. Yes, exactly. And once you become aware of it, now I said the other night to my friend Michael who called, I said, I can feel things sneaking up on me. I can feel anxiety. I can. It's almost like it's a person. It has a persona. And I remember not so long ago, I was sitting in a room, which I do for many, many hours a day by myself. And I've done this literally since I was 22 years old. So it was 40 years. But sometimes I'm sitting, working and editing and doing things, and I feel something around me. And I sense it. I don't feel it. I sense it intuitively. And then my conscious mind says, no, not gonna entertain you. So you go away. And where can it go? It has to go somewhere else. It cannot be around me because of the light is on. But see, when the light is not on, in that place of darkness, when you're in the dark, when you believe the lie, that thing has the ability to touch you and push you and scare you. See, and so what I'm telling you is this is the key for you is to simply see the lie of it. It's not you. You've already identified that correctly. Now we go back to your mother was afraid to bathe you, and I can tell you why. Because she was afraid something in her was telling her to let you go into the water. And so she was at least wise enough to have your aunt come over and take care of you. You see, you don't understand that you've been actually protected at some level so that you could come to this place in your life, John.
And,
yes, John, you're coming to that place in your life that you are destined to come to, just like Liz, the caller before. Something has been protecting you. Some great force that looks over all of humanity. And it is an equal protector of all people, regardless of what condition you come into in this world. It watches out for you, and it waits for you, because even the scripture says God knows the truth, but waits. The Spirit of God has waited for you all of your life. And at some level protected you from having been snuffed out altogether.
Yeah, absolutely. Because my mother never learned to drive. She was always afraid.
Yep, there it is again. You see? It's that projection of that spirit. It wasn't your mom. But it was a spirit that was attached to her, and it's doing the same thing to you, except for you're aware of it. You're aware of it.
She didn't even like being in a car going over a bridge or through a tunnel.
Yes. But see, the question is, what happened to your mom? And you see, going back all throughout history, the history of your family, these things have ability to attach themselves from one person to another. Because without you, it has no place to be. It's a parasite. It attaches itself like a flea to a dog. And it sucks the life out of people. And this is, by the way, this is becoming more mainstream thinking, because I read an article the other day that people in South America are seeking exorcisms from Catholic priests. People want to be free from evil. I think it's a wonderful thing that people have become now. We're coming around full circle. We've gone all the way as far away from God as we can go. In our cultures, in this day and age, and now people are coming back, and they're coming back to God and those who are able to help them find God, and that's basically the job of a good priest or a good teacher, is to help you find your relationship with God and then set you free to go on and have your own life and your own relationship with your Creator and your Savior and then help others, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So this creature that's inside of you now, whatever it is, this entity, I call it an id entity because it's in your subconscious, although you're aware of it, it would rather have you die of an abscess.
Yeah, absolutely.
And see, now your rational mind has to say to you, you're not gonna have anything to worry about once you get to the dentist's office. You're going to actually be better off. You see what I'm saying? And your irrational mind's going to try to make you think everything else. Try to use every form of fear, every form of coercion, Go ahead.
When I was in the dentist chair, they gave me the laughing gas and nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
And that just amped me up no end. That just doubled, tripled my anxiety.
Yeah, I know why, too, because it reduces the threshold. See, when you're aware, you have more control than once you're under the influence of some kind of opiate or whatever it is that nitrous oxide does. Hold on a minute, John. We're going to continue this conversation. I got to make a quick break here. And I've got to ask people to make sure that they support the Foundation of Human Understanding. My dad, Roy Masters, for 55 or more years, helping people in a way that no one else can. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone, go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the show. 1-800-866-8883 is the number. David Masters sitting in tonight while my dad takes a night off. And we're going deep with John. And John has called a number of times, but this is progress, I think, because... Are you still there, John?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am.
See, we're making progress.
From what I gather... You suspect my mother had maybe more influence on me than my father in regard to this entity getting inside me. Is that fair?
Well, I can actually take it one step further if you want to.
Please.
Okay, because, see, your dad resented your mom because your mom had these idiosyncrasies.
Oh, God, yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
I mean, I can see it like a movie.
she never was on time, and I almost thought she would do it on purpose. So many times I would say, I should have said to my father, just leave, go around the block and come back and she'll learn a lesson. But she wouldn't, she was never, ever on time. She was the most exasperating person I could ever have imagined being married to.
Yes, but see, what happened is that by resenting her, and my dad has said this, but he this is more of his earlier thought about resentment. He said, you always become like what you hate. And I think that it's almost impossible not to become an extension of whatever it is that you're resenting. And you know, the word actually from the Latin, resentment, means to feel again. So if you resent something that even reminds you of, let's say, your mother, then it activates the old trauma. It activates it. It gives it energy again, which is what I was talking to Liz about in the first hour, was that when you do the exercise, it gives you an objective, safe space to watch these feelings come up and just to observe them rather than struggling with them. Because see, what you're doing is you're not observing these feelings that are taking over. You're starting to struggle with it. See, and then when,
yes,
and even when I try to talk to you, there's something in you that wants you to struggle, that's where that comes from. See, it tries to make you struggle, to take you out of what you're about to see. That's what that's about. And of course, you have no control of it. It's a reflex response, but there's something there. It's deeply buried in you, and it doesn't want to be removed. And so the first thing you have to do is you have to forgive your mother. You have to forgive her. You have to know that she couldn't help it. And this is why, look, Jesus came into the world. He was absolutely horribly abused. And when he saw the spirit of the world showing up in the faces of all these people, even the people on the sidelines that were watching him go by carrying his cross, and the Roman centurions. And by the way, you have to see the movie Risen. If you haven't seen it, you need to see that movie.
Okay.
And but because it shows that Jesus understood that people did not understand what was in them. He said, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. They really don't. And sadly, even the suicide bombers and the terrorists, they don't know what they're doing. They're acting out a programming that was so deeply implanted in them. Deeply, deeply implanted.
A quick thing,
yeah.
Quick thing, an idea that came to me. We were somewhat baffled by the idea that my father had a closer relationship with his nephews than he did with us. They were the children of his sister.
Well,
and what I came from that is he, because he resented my mother, somehow we were, she was our mother's. So it affected us because we were the offspring of my mother.
Well, but it was a vicious cycle, because instead of your dad taking you under his wing, he sent you back to your mother.
Oh, God, yes.
Right?
Yeah, so that was terrible.
But you see, again, he didn't know how to deal with your mother. He didn't know how to deal with you. So he sort of put you over all of you. I don't know how many siblings there were, but he put you all over here in this corner. And over there, the nephews, they were kind of like more normal people. So it was easier,
yes,
for him to get along with them. Hold on. We'll continue this conversation. Stay right there. 1-800-866-8883. That's the number. And FHU.com. This is where you can find out more, and you can read many of the books that my dad's written. I think he's written more than 20 books. How to Conquer Negative Emotions. I don't even know what it's called anymore. I'm sorry. FHU.com. Go there. See what you can learn. Listen to the Be Still and Know. And I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome back to Advice Line. David Masters sitting in tonight. I'm Roy Masters' oldest son. Been working with my dad for 40 years. I can't even believe it. 40 years. But I have learned a thing or two in those years. Thank God. And one of the things that is so important that I've learned is about seeing the lie. Because if you don't see the lie, you can believe that something that's not true is the truth. And then if you're deceived by the lie, whatever the lie is, it doesn't matter. If you're deceived by the lie, then the lie has power over you. And so I'm talking with John, and See, John's making progress because you're beginning to see that the key, this one key that you need to unlock yourself from fear, is just to see the lie. See, if you see fear as a lie, it cannot control you any longer. Right, John?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is not just a spirit of fear. It's the spirit of scoffing and sneering. It's that, too. I sense it in me. And whenever anybody says anything good or decent, even like when I read the Bible, I feel it or I sense it.
Yeah.
It won't let me accept what I see as
truth.
But wait.
Stop right there. I want you to say what you just said, right? Just the last sentence. It won't let you
see the truth.
But wait.
As truth.
Do you hear what you're saying? It won't let me.
Yes.
But it is not in charge of you. It isn't really, it really can't stop you. You see, if you say it won't let me, that's almost giving it a pass.
How is it able to?
Listen to me. I'm saying it can't stop you from knowing the truth. You already know the truth. You already know the truth. You know that it's not you. You know that it's there. You know that you can hear it making noise. It can't stop you from knowing the truth. It can't stop you from being free. So I'm changing their whole narrative here, John.
So,
no, you.
If I
go ahead.
If I believe it has the power to stop me, it can stop me.
Well, I mean, isn't that what it's done? When you say it won't let me.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
There's nothing there. It's invisible. It doesn't really exist. It's only a noise. You know that noise that comes out of you?
Yeah.
It has no power. People would react to it, maybe, like in the dentist's office. Well, I don't know how to deal with it, but it's just a noise.
Yes.
It's really literally all it is. It doesn't really have the power. This is the lie. It has no real power. Evil.
So that's the mistake I've been making.
That's the mistake.
Is that I've been believing a lie, and that gives it power. That if I can connect the breadcrumbs,
that's it. That's literally it.
Yeah. So I just gotta sit down, meditate, and be observant and watch these things as they come up,
well,
in the meditation.
Let me stress this again to you.
Okay.
Everything about this thing is untrue. It is false. It has no power. It is vapor. There's nothing to it. It is a parasite. You don't have to believe it. There's nothing on this earth that compels you to allow it to control you. And furthermore, Jesus Christ died to save you from it. He gave his life so that you could be free. So if you'll only say one thing, if you will say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you.
In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you.
Yeah. That's powerful stuff.
Keep saying that.
Well, you have to believe it. This is what you have to believe. You replace the belief in the lie with the belief in a truth. And that is, Jesus will save you from it. And you have to believe that. You have to believe, in fact, that you've already been saved from it. All you have to do is accept that. That's all. Salvation is there like air that we breathe. There's no special conditions. The only condition is that you accept it, that you believe it. And now, if you believed in salvation as much as you believe in the lie, you would be a person to be reckoned with. And you will be. But you must believe in the foundation principle of freedom, and that is salvation. And that's already there. Every time you take a breath, salvation is going in and pushing out the lie. Do you believe what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because it's the truth.
Yes, I do.
It is the very breath that gives us life. There's no point in living without it. And I'm not saying that anybody should do anything other than continue living, but once you understand that this is a lie that you're living, the lie loses its power and the new self is born. The self that you were meant to be, the person that you can be, that person comes into existence. Jesus said, "Marvel not when I say, you must be born again." You've been protected, John, all these years. Don't let a tooth take that away from you. Capiche?
Capiche. I understand.
All right. Now, carry on, Christian soldier. I'll talk to you again. God bless you.
Thank you, David.
All right. We go to Joe. Let's see if this is Joe. Joe, have I got you? Joe? Hold on.
Asked
Joe?
A few days in there,
Joe?
And I haven't listened for a couple of months, and I can't believe
Joe?
The level of, not information, but good verbiage I'm hearing back and forth between your dad and the people and me. It's waking me up. I'm in a period of waking up over a few years now, but in the last few days, last few months to have, and what you were talking to, I think it was John just now, was fear. And as I'm meditating, I'm not even realizing that I am built totally out of fear. And as I meditate and have a great meditation, it abates. And I'm like, wow, I'm not fearful about that. You know, you were talking about people who had fear.
Yes.
Oh, no, that you had fear about that guy jumping from outer space into the...
Yeah.
100,000 feet up. I couldn't do it. But I guess he had an immunity to it or something. But I've come up with this little saying that about my life, which is perfect love cast out fear, but perfect fear cast out love. And that's what happened to me. I just had accumulations of fear upon fear upon fear. And it becomes this giant gray mass that sits on your soul inside, and my biggest problem is lack of confidence. I don't believe in myself because I'm so fearful, and I get angry, and I noticed something what John said. John said what if he hit the keyboard wrong, he'd explode in anger. So he's got a ton of anger inside that he still has to go through, and I'm there too. I've gotten rid of some of it, but I have explosive anger, and that is my dad's behavior. He just built, then like a volcano, explode, and that got into me. And that causes when you get angry at someone else, you have fear, and the fear builds up. Now you lose confidence, and it becomes confusion. That's another massive problem I have.
Joe, can you hear me?
Confusion.
Joe, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about this for a moment. Because before there's fear, and I want you to consider what I'm saying very deeply. Before there's fear, there's guilt.
Okay.
Now, why is there guilt? That's the question. What is it that guilt does to us? Well, guilt makes us do one of two things. Guilt makes us turn around and repent. If you feel guilty of something and you see that it was wrong, you want to purge yourself of it. You want to repent of it. But if you don't see that you've been made to feel guilty, then you get angry. And this is what people, you know, you've heard about guilt trips, right? People lay guilt trips on you.
Right.
How can you not, if you're not crushed by a guilt trip, you're going to be angry about it. So one person will be crushed and feel rejected and go into a depression, which is anger turned within. And another person will be angry on the outside. But you see, if you look
making
at
you
the,
angry on the inside.
That's right. Exactly. There's two kinds of people, the bums in the street. They're angry on the outside. They're rebelling. They have no control over it. And there's not as many of those people, by the way, as there are of those of us or those of you who hold the anger on the inside. And then it starts to eat away at you. And that's when you end up going to your doctor saying, I feel depressed. I don't know how to function. And the doctor says, well, here's a pill. That's all the doctor knows how to do. I'm not saying the doctors are bad. But they don't know what else to do because they're not dealing with the spiritual aspect of your human existence. And so behind every fear and every anger, there's a little bit of guilt that you need to repent of something. If even reacting to somebody in the wrong way or actually being angry at your computer. You know, I remember not so long ago in the last 15 or 20 years, computer rage. You heard about road rage and then it was computer rage. People would smash their computers. See, but even smashing a computer, there's a form of guilt attached to that because you've done something in an irrational way. You've become irrational with something that's inanimate. And this inanimate thing has brought this dark side out of you. And it's made you guilty of being angry. You know, human beings are not born being angry. You know, we learn how to be angry. Did you know that?
What's that?
People learn how to be angry. It's not a natural condition for a person to be angry. It's a learned behavior.
Go ahead.
Now, it is. I mean, if you look at children, I mean, children, when they have experiences, when they fall down and get hurt, they cry. And as soon as they stop crying, they go back to what they were doing. Unless, of course, they got traumatized, and then they're afraid to do it again.
They're not angry at the injury.
They're not angry at the injury.
They've overcome the outside physical pain.
It's just an experience.
They probably have a little scrape there, but then they go on and they're giggling, playing with their friends.
Right. In other words,
it
doesn't last very long. The effect of that moment doesn't last long. But once you start to judge it, and this is why I'm talking about guilt, because once you start to judge an experience, you become guilty.
Right.
Now, hold on. I'm going to continue with you. Hold on right there. All right. I got to get out into a break here. Give me just a moment. We'll be right back. Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online, on your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, and welcome back to Advice Line. David Masters sitting in tonight while my dad just takes a night off, and I'm sure he'll be back tomorrow. He's feeling much better today than he was yesterday. And it's, look, life is full of challenges. But I have Joe with me on the line. We're having an interesting conversation, and what's coming up, and this is the key. This is a key, and I hope John's listening also. Maybe he's able to listen later on. And everyone out there, it is the key to freedom is to recognize the lie. And guilt is also a lie, and I'll tell you why. Because guilt is always based on some form of judgment. And this is what I was talking with Joe about, and I'll continue the conversation with Joe. Are you there, Joe?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what I'm saying about children, I think you're seeing this already, is that children don't judge the experience because they don't know how to judge it yet. So all they have when they fall down or something happens and they get hurt, they feel the pain, but they don't have a judgment about it. They don't get angry at it. Some children do, but most children don't. But you see, as we become sensitized to judgmental people, the pain that we experience from them causes us to judge, which makes us guilty of doing the same thing that they're doing to us. And then all the other things begin to add on. It's like an onion. It's an onion that's built from the outside in. It covers you. And it smothers the person that you would otherwise be without being guilty of making judgments and becoming emotional and being resentful and being lost in pity and wallowing in it. Your thoughts?
Right. But all those people, the thing is, when you're a young child and your father or mother is very violent, you already have a built-in idolization of your parents. It's just there because you like them and you stick up for them when you're talking to your friends when you're a little kid and stuff. But all of a sudden you realize that there's this other thing, that they're in bad moods, they swear, they're violent, they beat you, and you have conflict, and a little child doesn't have the experience psychologically to know, okay, I should be calm now. They're just reacting to pain in their body, and it turns into rage against that person and anger.
Right.
And the anger causes lifelong guilt. That's like that guy, John, and it's me too. It's just layered inside me, layer and layer and layer. And I think the meditation helps. You just take it off a little at a time, a little at a time.
Yeah, absolutely right. You're on it, John. I mean, Joe, right?
Yeah.
Joe, you're on it. And you see, what's happening is that it's kind of like Velcro. You know, when you have Velcro, you kind of take the top and you start to peel it off, and then all the little hooks let go. See, Velcro is hooks and loops, and that's how evil gets stuck to people. There's little hooks that trap you, and almost like a fish hook, you get stuck on it. But when you give up judgment, when you see the judgment and then you give it up, and you see the impatience and you watch it until it goes away, all the things that you're going to discover by being objective, each one of those successively, like a domino effect of freedom, as opposed to a domino effect of lack of control, which most people spiral into as they get older and they don't deal with this stuff. you're actually getting freer every day, and this is what you have to be grateful for.
I know, and I feel it. I feel it.
I can hear it. You're an enthusiastic person, and it's very good that you have this feeling that you have. I can hear it. It's coming through you. You have hope. Your life is going to get better, and it is getting better.
I told your father that. I go, listening to the show, I am optimism. I believed in God when I was a child, and I got away from him. I'm 55, and now the last couple of years I've been getting back into it. But I believe that things are going to be good, and I don't know why, because sometimes I have a really bad day. But right in the middle of that bad day, I go, but it's all going to work out, even though this is going really bad, you know?
Yeah, that's right. But see, whatever it is that's giving you that moment, eventually that's where you're going to be all the time. There's never going to be such a thing as a bad day.
Right. And I you know what? I'm smiling now, David, because you made me smile way across the country. I'm in Boston here.
Yeah.
And I know that. I know that there's coming a time that there's never going to be a bad day. There'll be bad events.
That's right.
And things that come along, maybe some hardships. But I won't get that deep depression that I've lived with my whole life inside, where you just walk around like Lurch on the Addams Family. Oh.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but one thing, I every time I listen to you and your dad's show, I'm like, there has to be a unified field theory for this meditation. There has to be something. And I'm stuck on, and I'm a little foggy about it, and other people maybe too, is the watching. Your father's always saying, well, watch it. And you say, watch it,
okay.
Watch it. I don't know how to watch
that.
I don't know what that means. Like,
I got one minute to answer your question.
On me.
Joe, I got 1 minute to answer your question. Here's the answer. When you practice being still and just flowing the energy, you know, looking either through your eyelids, like my dad teaches you on the 7-minute meditation, which is on antidoteforall.com, or in the Be Still and Know, it's the same thing. You concentrate, you focus yourself in the moment. That's not what frees you. What frees you is that it prepares you to deal with the next thing that's coming at you. You're prepared. You've centered yourself. At some point in the day, you centered yourself, and suddenly something comes at you, but you're not as reactive as you otherwise would be. And it's an incremental change that takes place every time you go back and you center yourself, and then you go about your day. You're being prepared for the things that you wouldn't expect to happen, and you're not dealing with them in the wrong way. My friend Joe, I appreciate your call. God bless you. And I've got to get out into a break here. And please do call again. It's been a great time talking to you, and I know you're going to do great in your life. You're going to do great things, Joe. Everybody listening, it's the same thing for everyone. When you are that ready, when you're ready, everything will change. Don't be impatient for it. Wait for it. You know, wait. Allow it to happen. Don't get involved in trying to make things happen. I told people once many years ago, I said, if you plant a garden, you don't dig up the seeds to see if they're growing. Don't do that. Just let them grow. All right. So this is the last minute of the show. And there's one way that you can make sure that next time you want to talk to my dad or myself when I'm here, it is to make sure that you support the foundation, my dad's Foundation of Human Understanding, which is, this is what we do. We help people. We help you to help yourself. P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or FHU.com, or you go to AntidoteForAll.com, AntidoteForAll.com. That's the 7-minute short little experience that changes your life. And when you have that experience, you will never be the same again. I'm telling you, you will start to feel an optimism that you know that you don't have to live the way you've been living. AntidoteForAll.com. 7-minute meditation or FHU.com. I'm David Masters.